Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus. Access denied to bathing pavilion? To give some context to this piece, the year was 1917. World War I was being waged across the world. Barbadians of all races and classes had willingly signed up to represent empire in this war. Legally, emancipation had been forged 79 years before, and with it, the intention of removing the militancy that existed for centuries, resulting in the militia being disbanded and the British troops leaving the island in 1906. However, the challenges of disenfranchisement were still being felt. True freedom was not delivered. It would take another 20 years leading up to the 100th anniversary of emancipation before riots starting in Bridgetown in 1937 would catch the attention of Imperial Britain to the continued discrimination in this colony. So on this day, December 11th in the year 1917, the Agricultural Reporter, which throughout the enslavement period issued the perspective of the planter class and was also known as the planter's newspaper, carried an account of enquiry under the headline, Alleged Color Line at Bathing Pavilion. The enquiry was made to the newspaper by a young gentleman described as a man of color, who was seeking clarity on the matter of access to the bathing pavilion after he and his friends were denied entry. The bathing pavilion was located on the beach near the former engineer's pier. That pier is today the restaurant at the Radisson Hotel that juts out into the ocean. Out of surprise and concern for the situation, the writer of the letter to the newspaper told how four young men of color, including himself, secured their tickets at St. Anne's and made their way to the bathing pavilion on the beach near the engineer's pier, which was established and maintained by the Barbados Improvement Association. On presenting their tickets to the caretaker for entry, they were informed by said caretaker that he had been instructed by the secretary of the association of the committee decision that from that day, the pavilion would no longer be open for use by local colored gentlemen. Investigating the matter, the newspaper officials inquired of a prominent but past president of the association and was told that the caretaker's statement was false. It is noteworthy that the use of words like men of color and colored referred to the people group identified as mixed race, and up to the 1960s, certain sites and facilities across the island continued to be segregated by race and class.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.